The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in God's presence. Again, we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 41. If you have a Bible and can open the Scripture, I hope you'll join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there, a number of resources and some things about our ministry here, but especially there's a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'd write to us and give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands. It's just a little notebook you can put into a pocket or fits easily into a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as I hear prayer requests given, I write them down and keep them in my journal, and I'm able to pray for them all week long until the next Wednesday night. And then I'm also able to look at it and mark off the places where I see that God had answered prayer. And that's always a blessing to me, to see God answer those prayers. So prayer journal is a great little tool to have. And I'd encourage you to pick up one of these, and they're absolutely free. And I'll tell you this, I'm not going to send you a bunch of mail or a bunch of email or anything like that. You just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us. And God leads you. You can support us however God leads you to do that. We just trust the Lord for that. And so you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can write to me directly at considerhisword radio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can write to us through the regular mail at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we were looking in Isaiah, and by the way, you can go back to the website and see the previous messages in this series. This is the second in the series, and so you can go back and hear the first one at the website, and I would encourage you to do that. So we're looking at Isaiah 41 again. I want to go ahead and read the Scripture, what the Bible says. And we'll review just a little bit, and then we're going to look today at how God's presence brings hope. Beginning in verse 10, Isaiah 41, the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. I shall not seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Last week we particularly looked at God's help, how that God's presence. Now, everything here is based on acknowledging and recognizing the presence of God in our lives. Beginning in verse 10, he said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Many places in Scripture, God promised to be with us. Even as Jesus gave the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he said, "And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world. Amen." And so we can be assured of his presence no matter where we go. You know, David said, "Where can I flee from his presence?" And found there was nowhere he could go to flee God's presence, that God would be there wherever he went. When people would, many times, will try to take off and try to escape God. And you can't escape God. Wherever you go, you're going to find him there. And he's going to be waiting for you, and he's going to be waiting to hear from you, and he's going to be waiting to answer your prayer. His presence now brings help, but also, much notice today that God's presence brings hope. Psalm 31:24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Be strong and take heart. Are you trusting in the Lord? Is your hope in him? Now, when we talk about the word hope, we come to it from two different directions. In one case, hope means that I hope, for example, I hope something may happen, or I hope something may not happen. Kind of a hope of expectancy in that sense. But also, there is a hope that is sure. I have a hope in heaven, and that hope is sure. There is no question in my mind, there is no doubt in my heart, that I will have eternal life through Jesus Christ as he promised. And my hope is in the Lord. So God's presence brings us that hope. It gives us strength. God brings strength through that hope. You know, as we trust in the Lord, he will strengthen thee, and he will strengthen us. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, and he will strengthen you. Have you ever had those days when you feel like you just could not go one more step? I'll tell you, I've been there. I've been there in a job that I had. I've been there in ministry, that I got to a place that I was so tired and so wore out and so sometimes depressed, ready to give up. And yet my hope is in the Lord, and he strengthened me. And God will strengthen you to do whatever he has called you to do. God is our source of strength. You know, we always look to the physical things. Our strength may not be found in energy drinks or in vitamins or some other thing you might try to find some kind of strength in. The strength comes in the Lord, and it comes in hope in the Lord. He is our source of strength. And in that strength, he encourages us to keep on for him and to keep on serving him. Now, our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is in the Lord. His presence brings hope, and that hope is in him. Earthly things have little meaning at times like this, because the earthly things offer no hope. You know, we put hope in so many things in this world, but remember, this world is temporary. I think about this from time to time. I see, as I drive down the highway, sometimes I see old houses that are falling down, and they're battered and they're worn, and nobody wants to live there now. But you know, there was a day when somebody built that house and thought it was the greatest thing ever. Well, it was a great house, and it was a beautiful house. And you realize one day the house that you live in now will be torn down. It would just be so much rubble. The car that you drive, the car that smells so good when you bought it brand new, one day it's going to be smashed, melted down, and who knows what it will be then. Our hope cannot be in things in this world, not even in money. You know, money is fleeting. It will come and it will go. You can't depend on that. Our hope has to be only in God. The things of the world offers no hope. They offer no security. They offer us no ability to stand and stand strong for the Lord. Psalm 146:5 says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." You see, there's both things again. Last week we talked about help. Today we're talking about hope, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now, it's a hope of expectancy. You know, we always hope of better things. Many times when we have a hard day or we're going through a hard time, we hope of better times. We may have a hope of better times financially. But you see, the things we hope in are the things of heaven, our hope of a heavenly home. And I hope you have that hope, that you're trusting Christ as your own personal Savior so that you have the promise of God's home of heaven, the promise of eternal life. And in walking with Him every day, you can hope in His presence. I want to give you several verses before we're able to close out today. Psalm 31:34 says, "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." There's your encouragement. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. If you feel downtrodden, if you feel maybe oppressed, if you feel discouraged, take a moment and just put your hope in the Lord. Quit hoping in your own strength. Quit hoping in things that might or might not happen, and just take them to the Lord and put your trust and put your hope in Him. God will bring it to pass. Trust Him. Lean on Him entirely. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your hope, all ye that hope in the Lord. Here's another one, Psalm 71:5. "For Thou art my hope, O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth." Can you cry out to God that He is your hope, that you're trusting in Him day by day, step by step? And then here's one more, First Thessalonians, almost can't say it, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. "But I'll not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." I hope today that you're trusting the Lord and you're trusting Him for everything. And that trust begins with trusting Christ as your own Savior. You know, very quickly, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, there is no hope in ourselves. Our hope must be in the Lord. Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Do you have that hope of eternal life? You know, the song says, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Mine eyes are set on another home, a home of eternity. A home where the Bible says the streets are paved with gold, and will there be in God's presence forevermore." Now, you're in His presence now. If you'll just acknowledge His presence and recognize that He's there and that He's there for you and that He will bring to you all these things. He will bring you help and He will bring you hope. If you're trusting Him, if you're leaning on Him. Now, when I say trusting on Him, I don't mean just a little bit of trust. I mean completely relying on Him, putting all your faith and all your trust in Him. And take a moment right now and just acknowledge God's presence and realize that if you're sitting in your car or maybe in your office or maybe at home or wherever you might be, God is there right with you. And He promised, "I will never leave you." Let's go back to our original verse. "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." God is there right now. Lean on Him. Trust Him. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. Consider His word. Consider His word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.